The Massachusetts Gaming Commission, in the most significant decision of its 2 years in existence, voted 3-2 Thursday to offer a license to Penn National Gaming to operate a slot machine parlor at the Plain Ridge Harness Racetrack. The track is in Plainville on the Rhode Island border. Penn agreed to accept certain technical conditions and was formally awarded the license Friday morning. Penn now owes the state a $25 million licensing fee. The Pennsylvania-based company, which was once in the competition to build a full-blown resort casino in Springfield, will spend about $225 million to build the gambling facility at the racetrack. Commissioner Bruce Stebbins said the awarding of the license, the first in Massachusetts under the 2011 expanded gaming law, is both historic and exciting.
We're taking the next step in a long and lengthy process that's introducing gaming into the Commonwealth in the right way and introducing gaming at a level of success we all hope to achieve.
Commissioners who backed Plainville, Stebbins, Enrique Zuniga, and Gail Cameron, cited Penn's experience running 28 gaming facilities around the country and the prospect of preserving harness racing in Massachusetts.
Frankly, I value the racing, the ability to have racing continue in a full-time capacity, I saw as an important additional consideration here.
Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said the failure by the commission to reach a unanimous decision in no way clouds the awarding of the state's first gaming license.
Because I think it's important for people to know that we've got our differences of opinion, and we air them in public, and we make our decision, and then we move forward.
Crosby and Commissioner James McHugh supported a proposal by the Cordish companies to build a slot machine parlor in Leominster. McHugh argued the north-central part of the state was in greater need of the hundreds of jobs the gaming facility would create.
Philosophical differences I have don't detract from my enthusiasm for where we are and where we're going.
McHugh and Crosby both supported the motion Friday to formally award the license to Penn National.
All those in favor of the motion as presented by Commissioner McHugh, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Congratulations and welcome to Massachusetts.
Thank you very much.
Now that the lone slots parlor license authorized by state law has been awarded, the Gaming Commission will focus on developing destination resort-style casinos. The commission is expected to award licenses in the western and eastern regions in May or June. MGM Resorts, which proposes an $800 million casino in downtown Springfield, is the only applicant for the license authorized for Western Massachusetts. The Gaming Commission has scheduled a public hearing on the MGM project for Monday, March 3rd at the West Springfield Middle School. Ted Steger of No Casino Springfield said members of the anti-casino group will try to persuade the commissioners not to issue a casino license.
There are some very good economic, social, moral, and economic justice issues why a casino is bad for Springfield. And basically, you know, they have not been hearing this. They've been in a bubble speaking almost solely to the casinos themselves. So this is really an opportunity for the citizens and for an outside voice to get to the Gaming Commission.
Steger and other anti-casino activists in Massachusetts are pinning most of their hopes on getting a question on the November ballot that asks voters to repeal the 2011 gaming law. This was a good week for the fledgling gaming industry in Massachusetts. Casino companies reversed the succession of defeats in local referenda when voters in Revere on Tuesday strongly endorsed a proposal by Mohegan Sun to build a $1.3 billion casino at the Suffolk Downs racetrack. That assures a competition between Mohegan and Wynn Resorts for a resort casino license in the greater Boston area. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.